All right, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I told you about the 411 on testosterone, and we're going to get some help from WebMD, and I want to ask you this. This is my first question about testosterone. What actually is it? What actually is testosterone? Now, here's one of the things I want to ask you about that, too. Good, good, good. All right, I hear you loud and clear. It is indeed a hormone. So here's a question. Is it a hormone that is found only in males or only in females, or in both males and females? Yeah, well, here's the deal. It is a hormone that is found in males and females, but in larger supply in males. In fact, some people think about testosterone. Remember how sometimes we hear people, especially ladies, if they're in a room with a lot of men and men are doing their one-upsmanship thing, don't get me wrong, I know women do it too. But I'm just talking about specifically those cases where the lady just happens to be in a room with 5, 6, 7 men. She may be the only lady in there, and the men are doing their one-upsmanship thing, trying to see who can get the better of the other. And she'll talk about all the testosterone that's flowing around in that room. And she's referring to, you know, the fact that these masculine people are, you know, just going at it. There may be something to that. As a matter of fact, check this out. Testosterone does indeed fuel not only sex drive, but muscle mass. And not only that, but it regulates mood, and it regulates bone strength. Now, here's the thing, though. That testosterone level can fall, and generally speaking, with age, it does fall. And when a man's level falls below normal, a doctor may prescribe some shots or gels or patches. There's debate right now over who actually needs treatment. So let's take a look at one of those categories I just talked about, aging. What happens as we age? What happens with our testosterone levels? Well, here's the thing. A slow drop in testosterone is a normal part of aging. They sometimes call that andropause or male menopause. For many men, it doesn't cause any significant problems or symptoms. But others may notice a decline in muscle mass, depression, or less interest in sex. They may notice a decline in muscle mass. They may notice that they're experiencing depression. They may notice that they're experiencing less interest in sex as the testosterone levels fall below normal. So take a look at this. Low testosterone in the body. True or false? I'm going to give you four subcategories of this question about this matter of low testosterone. And it's going to deal specifically with visible changes in some men. Now, please notice now, I've emphasized the word some. All right, so we're talking about low testosterone and whether it can cause visible changes in some men. I'm going to give you these four, and for each one of them, you say yes or no. Can low testosterone cause visible changes in some men in each of these four categories? First category, smaller, softer testicles. Can low testosterone levels cause visible changes in some men, including smaller, softer testicles? All right, how about this one? Larger breasts. Can low testosterone levels cause visible changes in some men, including larger breasts? And remember now, we have this thing where, you know, we talk about women's breasts and men's chests. And really and truly, as we've been hearing and reading lately, men and women have chests, men and women have breasts. It's just that, generally speaking, women's chests are fuller, bigger than men's. And so we generally use the word breasts to refer to women's upper body, women's chest. But remember, technically speaking, men and women have breasts, just like men and women have chests. So that said, would you say yes or no? Lower testosterone levels can cause visible changes in some men when it comes to larger breasts. How about this category? Thinner muscles, which may happen slowly over a period of years. Thinner muscles. How about this fourth and final category? Loss of body hair. Okay, smaller, softer testicles, larger breasts, thinner muscles, and loss of body hair. And you were to respond yes or no for each one of those. As it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, the answer for all four of those is yes. Lowered testosterone levels in some men can cause visible changes such as smaller, softer testicles, larger breasts, thinner muscles, and loss of body hair. I mentioned earlier that there's an issue also with the bones. You may think osteoporosis or brittle bone disease is a woman's disease, but it can affect men as well, which is one of the reasons that when we've talked about osteoporosis, it was always in the context of the way it affects people and not just men, not just women, since it affects both. Low testosterone is a common cause of osteoporosis or brittle bones in men. As testosterone levels fall, the bones may get thinner, weaker, and more likely to break. All right, let's find out some more about what's happening with testosterone when I come back.